Tech and Business Report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Shireen Ghaffari. A San Francisco startup is introducing a new tool that uses AI to analyze what's on your computer screen and then complete tasks for you. The company is called Anthropic. Shireen, tell us how this works, because at first blush, it's freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah, so the tool, which is only available to developers right now through, you know, an API, will actually analyze what is on your computer screen and then just sort of guide the, you know, cursor the way that a human would to go ahead and browse the internet, to click on things, to fill out forms, etc.
So I don't have to touch the mouse? I mean, is it controlling it for me?
That's right. If you give it permission, all you would have to do is sort of within an app direct it and say something like, can you figure out a plan for me to go on a hike in San Francisco this morning, for example, was one use case he showed in a demo. And the tool can just sort of self-direct and figure out, when the sun is going to rise, what route you should take, even, you know, what clothes you should wear based on the weather, and make a calendar invite with those details.
Holy cow. I was thinking something as easy as like, let's shop for luggage.
Yeah, it will be up to sort of the developers and to how they integrate this technology into apps, including consumer apps. But you could definitely see, right, potentially a shopping app, for example, integrating this technology.
Now, yesterday on this segment, we were talking about Microsoft's new AI agents. And this sounds like something that, you know, Anthropic is doing something similar?
It's similar and not, and that Anthropic is saying that its approach is different because it's, you know, in the past, a lot of these agent AI apps would go and commit a specific task for you by integrating with other apps, like, for example, by having some kind of connection on the back end, right, between your calendar app and the technology. This one is not doing, you don't need to connect to any other apps. You're just sort of simulating what you would do on a computer as a human being. You're actually having something click on your behalf autonomously. So that's the difference. It's a lot more of a general approach, but one that obviously involves a lot more, you know, user trust.
All right, well, then let's talk about the safety and or privacy end of this. Although if it's privacy, I mean, you do have to give it permission, right?
You do have to give it permission. The company says that it's not training based on, what your activity is, that it's using sort of a general model of intelligence that it's developed. But yeah, it's a big ask to let people, you know, let the AI sort of take over the steering wheel for them, right? And there are obviously privacy and security risks there. The company says that it's worked to mitigate some of those, but really they're going to be learning a lot from this kind of beta program that they have with developers, and they say they want to get feedback that way.
Is somebody storing which websites that we will be visiting? Like, for instance, somebody at some point could look at this and say, boy, she buys a lot of makeup, or, you know, visits a lot of grocery stores.
And the company, again, says it doesn't use screenshots for training data. So, that doesn't kind of fit into that statement. But I think we're still sort of sorting out exactly what these agents are going to look like in the future and how much data people are going to be, willing to give up. And you could certainly see a similar kind of technology or a future iteration of this kind of technology utilizing some of that information to make a better product. So, you know, it may not be happening now, but I think that could be a direction that potentially other companies go in the future.
Okay, the company says it has guardrails in place for certain actions the tool is used for. Can you explain that to us? And how do you have guardrails if we're still trying to figure out what this would be used for?
That's right. They definitely can have guardrails for everything. And but there are some use cases that they say they've thought through. So one is, obviously, given the proximity to the elections, they will, you know, not allow certain behavior, like for the AI agent to automatically, let's say, go to a government website and register a bunch of people to vote. Right. So there are certain actions that they can preemptively kind of block. They also have made some new models, basically, with their AI technology, what they call classifiers, to help flag when they think that, you know, user behavior could be harmful in some way. But the voting one is one example that they gave.
That is Bloomberg's Shireen Ghaffari. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology. That comes at you at 8 a.m. on weekdays.